Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everyone is having such a great day. I am so excited. I have Jamie here. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I am, well, first off, I guess, yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. We have so much snow happening here. I don't know what everything is happening with people around the world, but I literally cannot go anywhere without probably slipping and dying.
Oh. I completely get it. It's hilarious. I was watching a reel the other day and it was like a person in the UK and they're like, you don't even know what a UK Christmas is, and then it like shoots to a Canadian Christmas and the snow's like past the door. And
No
it's like minus 40 degrees outside. And you're
way.
like,
Oh my
welcome to
God.
Canada. It snows. And it's cold.
It's always so cold. It's so funny. Like when I was telling you earlier, when we went on a trip to Florida, it was like 15, 16 degrees outside. It was beautiful. And our friends that we had from Puerto Rico, they were freezing. And it's just like so funny from like different places where you live, even whatever like temperature we think is maybe like the best temperature ever, they're like freezing their butts off. I felt so bad for them. But I'm like, you know, negative like five, I'll still go out in a t-shirt. I'm like, I'm good.
Right? Give me like it was like plus 2 degrees today, and
Oh
like me and my husband are joking like beach day,
yeah, I'm like, this is so good.
like I don't have to put on my heavy hat. Like I can just put on like a normal. I'm the same. I'm t-shirts. Like I will wear shorts all year round. But
Yeah.
also, you know what I love? We are so Canadian that the first thing we talk about is the weather.
I know. We're just like, so that's snow, eh? And you're
Yeah,
like,
that's snow, and you're like, yeah, like oh my God, like let's talk about. Honestly, anyone listen, that is like the most, that's how Canadians start conversations, is like the weather getting in today. Like, how was it?
Right?
We don't give
No.
a shit about how you get. We don't care about roads. We don't care about how east, west. No. How was the weather?
How's the snow? And you know what though? We're actually interested in what you're gonna say about it because you know, like
Yes.
how other people would be like, so that weather, and we're like, no. What's the weather like where you are?
Right. I need to know how cold it is there. I need to gauge. I'm like, oh, well,
Yes.
it's that cold there. Like, I won't go there.
Right? It's such a fun topic.
Such a fun topic. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for coming here today. I want to dive into this interview. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, okay. So, hi. How are you? My name is Jamie. I'm also known as Simspiration here on YouTube, and I'm mostly known for doing Recreate a Sims. I'm known for doing builds. Some of you have been new when I started my Halloween series, which was a full week at the end of October where I posted a video every day. And it was all spooky, and I had a lot of different people that joined me in that week. So a lot of you were new from that. I started playing The Sims back in Sims 1, and my godparents actually had a daughter who owned The Sims. And whenever my sister and I would go over, like every weekend, we would go run upstairs, not say hi to anyone. We just run upstairs. We go play The Sims 2 on the computer, and then we would do that for hours until we left. And my sister had The Sims 1 on her laptop, and one day when she was sick, whenever she got sick, I would take the laptop and play. I don't know if she knows that I did that, but I did that religiously. And then then The Sims 3 finally came out, and I did that, and I didn't start my channel until The Sims 4, like maybe 7 years into the game. So it's been pretty, recent, but I've been having a lot of fun, and I love The Sims, and I love doing a lot of content. So yeah.
Yay. I mean, I love talking to original Sims players. I've been playing for 22 years,
Isn't
which
that
makes
crazy?
it's yeah, that's 2/3 of my life, which
Yeah.
is just it's so crazy. And like I've touched upon this in the past. Like The Sims is such a gateway game.
It
Like
is.
that's a lot of specifically like female gamers' really first game. It's like I got to play The Sims. Like for a lot of us Canadians, we got it in cereal boxes for free.
Really? That was a thing?
That was a thing. So back in like the
Wow.
early 2000s,
Yeah.
we're gonna stretch open this memory. So it was it. So you could get The Sims, Roller Coaster Tycoon, Monopoly, Candyland. I think I said The Sims. The Sims. They came in
Yeah.
like Honey Nut Cheerio boxes and stuff like that. So you could like. You would like beg your parents to like you would like run to the cereal aisle and be like, I want that one because it has a game. And you would like play it. And like that was really just like the really introducing of gaming, especially for like a
Wow.
lot of us like 90s babies. There was really nothing in the early 2000s. It was Neopets.
Yep.
disc gaming,
Yes.
and like a PS2.
Yeah.
Okay, like
Oh, yeah.
that's all we really had. So like my first experience with The Sims was my best friend, or my childhood best friend. She had a computer in her room, which was unheard of
Oh,
at
yeah.
that
No one
time.
ever had that.
No, her dad worked in IT, so like every room had a computer, and he got a copy of it for free. And like we would like I would go to her house like every day for
Oh, yeah.
lunch
Oh, yeah.
and play it. And like we would have Sims sleepovers. I had Sims notebooks. I had like so many stories. Every crush I ever had died in The Sims at some point because I'd kill them off. So like it's so fun to kind of go back. So something that I love that EA has actually done this year. There's not too much that I can be happy that EA's done this year, but something they did was they re-released Sims 1 and Sims 2. And I'm
Yes.
so happy that they did that because it got the newest generation playing The Sims. Obviously, did you go back and play it once it came out?
So I actually replayed a bit of Sims 2, and
Okay.
then another game that they came out with was the My Sims Kingdom on
Yes.
the Wii, and I played that religiously when I was at my mom's because we had the Wii downstairs. I would go
Okay.
hibernate for like 5 hours and just play and just go through it. So when I went go sorry, when I went to go back and play that game, it was just like so nostalgic. And I would go through it so much faster now. And when I was a kid, it just took me so long. Obviously, it makes sense. But like I was sitting here and I was like, when I played this game when I was younger, this felt like a journey. And now it just felt like, oh, 10 minutes and I'm done this island. That's so weird. But I had so much fun. I literally had the best time.
I love that. It's that nostalgia feeling, right? Of
Yes.
like going back to something that we loved as a kid, going back and playing it as adult, having adult eyes to it.
Yes.
Honestly, I didn't know The Sims had expansion packs. I had no
Oh.
concept of what an expansion pack was in 2002. I didn't know what DLC was. I just
Yeah.
knew like, oh, I want to have cats and dogs. I guess I have to buy this disc and play
Yes.
this and put
Yes.
this into my computer.
Yep.
I also didn't have all the expansion packs.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it was so cool to have that like remastered collection of having both of them,
Yes.
especially Sims 2. So for the
Yes.
storyteller community, Sims 2 is absolutely the best. A lot
So
of
good.
so many creators actually still use Sims 2 when they make machinimas because there's just that animation that just does not exist in Sims 4.
I
But people
agree.
forgot about the cutscenes. And
Yes.
yes.
Oh my God, the cutscenes are so interesting.
Yes.
Oh my God, it was such a blast. And the thing is that like the weirdest ones would happen, and then my parents would walk by and they'd stop and they're like, what is going on? Why is what's who's what? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just
Don't
keep
worry about it.
walking. And they're
Yeah,
like,
just
you
keep
guys are
going.
weird. Just keep going. I'm like, they're like, you're so weird. And I was like, but I'm this is amazing. Don't worry about it. You don't understand.
Don't worry about it. It's a game for
Is.
kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then I think it was like T for teen, if that.
There are
Like,
some questionable things that you could do, but yeah.
yeah, times they have a changed since
Yes,
The
they
Sims 2
definitely.
release.
Definitely.
But you actually talked on something that I was going to talk about a little bit later. Is your latest Halloween event?
Yes.
I literally followed you the entire time. It was so cool to watch
Oh.
you. Can you
Oh,
talk to me what
thank you.
inspired you to do this event with so many creators?
Yeah, so actually, funny, I still have the text messages from it, but I told my sister in the beginning of the year, I moved to the city. I started a brand new life. I grew up in such like a quiet town, and there wasn't a lot of people like around me. So I like to stay to myself. My whole side, my dad's side is like all farmers, and they're all just kind of like they like to keep to themselves. And I was kind of the same. And so when I came down here, I got into a new building and everyone was so like city-like. They were so chatty. They were so like they all made friends easily. They went over and talked. Like I didn't even know these people. And I would see them come and walk up to me and just start a conversation. And I'm like, oh, this is a thing people do. And you know, like not saying that we are never friendly, but it was just so foreign to just kind of like go up and be like, hey, how's it going? So when I told myself, I texted my sister and I said, I just want to be more, I want to be more open this year, and I want to make new friends, and I want to build friendships in the Sims community. And it kind of put two passions where when I used to watch The Sims 3, like YouTubers, where I go and watch Curtis Parody, Queen, rest her soul, I used to watch her a lot. Exurban X Sims, I used to watch them, watch her all the time. And I saw back in the day where people would collab and talk to each other all the time and do videos and all this stuff. And then for a moment, it kind of went a little stagnant. And some people still did it and they still like to talk to people like yourself. And I love seeing those because you're building those connections and you're building those friendships and you're learning about people and you're just making new friends. And that is something that I definitely wanted to do. And I just told myself that I need to get out of my comfort zone. So I just put two things that I loved together was the paranormal and The Sims. And I decided to make Halloweek where I don't post every day in general, but I want to push myself and post every day and see what I could do and take risks and ask people who I wouldn't normally think they would say yes to. And I was able to meet some of my childhood Sims heroes, and they were so wonderful. And it was really, really exciting and super fulfilling. And I think that's why I wanted to start, is just to kind of put myself out there and just take a risk and see what happens.
I just want to give you a round of applause. Putting yourself out there and asking people to be part of collabs is extremely difficult. Like anybody listening, I want you to take that in. Like it takes a lot of like not it's not nerve, but like it's a lot of like, well, are they gonna read it? Are they gonna say yes? Like are they gonna like this I play? And then once everybody says yes, you're like, oh fuck, I actually have to do this now. Right. So, like, I saw how many people were there, and I was like,
Thank
the
you.
amount of fucking time and effort that went into this, I was very genuinely very proud of you. And it was
Thank
so
you.
successful, and like, every aspect, every video was just so good.
Thank you.
For anybody who's maybe for like did not know of this event, like, what videos did you post every day?
Yeah, so some videos I posted just builds where I collabed with people. So like Curtis Parody, if you guys know him, he was a very famous Sims builder back when he used to do things in The Sims 3. We would post some build videos. I also did that with Urban X Sims. I was so thankful to work with her, and we caught up, and we had a lot of like back lore that we didn't know that we fully had together, and it was like really cute to catch up with her. And so we did some builds with that. I did a podcast style with my friend Rachel Ped, and we talked about our paranormal experiences, and it was a lot of fun to get to know her. Again, I didn't talk to her that often, so it was really fun to catch up. It's really cool. We had some really crazy stories. We read some stories. We watched some videos to see whether or not we thought they were fake or if they were real. And then we did Among Us with a couple of other simmers, and our final video with me and Alex, who we went up north to go to a real haunted house, and it was absolutely insane. Insane. The amount of things that we captured was incredible. And it was definitely a lifelong dream to do. And I'm so thankful that he was there with me because I don't think I would have been able to.
Absolutely amazing. I'm so happy that this project all came to be. It's so incredible. It's so funny. I was actually talking to Rachel Pede like right after you had filmed that,
Oh
because
my God.
we had just filmed that segment together, which will come out later next year.
Oh my
And
God.
she was like singing your praises. Like she's like, she was so Jamie's so sweet. I was like, she's so adorable. Like she's like I like I like I think she's so amazing. Like we literally like we had a good like 10, 15-minute conversation about you and how like fun that podcast was for her. Yeah.
That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, isn't she just like the fucking coolest girl though?
She's so
So
awesome.
I know.
First off, her makeup alone is just kind of
Yes.
like, oh my God. I kept praising it. I was like, you look fantastic. I'm like, you look amazing. And then her room, I always, every time she posts about like her house, I'm like, I love your home. I need to be there. And she was like, come over. Let's do something together. I'm like, you are like the loveliest little being ever. And I love you so much.
Right? I was like, why is the UK so far?
No, it's so sad. I have family over there, but I've never really like talked to them. So I'm like, I can't just like go over and be like, hey, I haven't talked to you in like 20 years, but like, can I just like pop over to your house for a second? Hey, Rachel, it's so weird that I'm in your area right now. So she's so sweet. I love her.
So sweet. She told me, she's like, yeah, I like Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'm like, did we just become best friends? Because like I fucking love that series.
So good.
And I've been like, well, I will send her like Pirates of the Caribbean work reels. Like
My God,
it's too
the
cute.
best thing ever. I love the soundtrack. I haven't fully watched it. My mom is obsessed with it. It used to scare me as a kid because I thought it was really like when I was younger, I was like, oh God, because I even thought Jumanji, like the first one, was a horror film. So like that was where my level was. Where I was like, no, this is a little bit creepy. I'm not gonna watch it. But I loved the soundtrack. I love Hans Zimmer. I love it so much. That was like How to Train Your Dragon. I absolutely like he crushed the entire soundtrack and it makes me cry. My boyfriend and I went to like a symphony, like a in-person symphony for like the How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack and stuff when they use like the actual instruments and stuff like that. And it's so beautiful. It's so incredible.
It's so be Hans Zimmer is the best composer
Top tier.
and top tier. He
So
is she's so good. Honestly, Pirates of the
good.
Caribbean still shows up in my top five every year
I love that.
and Spotify.
I love it.
It's so good. It's so good. I'm just like, God, I love this movie and I love the soundtrack. Anyways, long story short, I'm very glad that your Halloween event was very well. And also, you just did a Stranger Things with
Yes.
two other summers. I want to hear about this.
Yes. So this one was really funny. So in the past, I've actually worked with JJ a while back when we did our How to Train Your Dragon collab. And then I did one recently with Riley or Ryosim for a like Labubu open box thing. Cause I guess it was like really hot. So we were like, let's just do a video on that. And then so this one was actually really funny because I did not, I wasn't originally supposed to be a part of this collab. So yeah, tear for a second. No, it's all good. But the girls, so what was happening is obviously JJ was doing the builds. Riley was gonna make the Sims, and they needed to have Vecna. And I've never watched Stranger Things. I know, again, absolutely crazy. I've been so busy. I know I'm not even looking at the screen, but I know your face is, I know. I've never watched it. And they said, okay, we were wondering if you could like help. Like, so Riley was asking if I could help her because we were on call. We talk all the time. Like, we'll just like work and we'll be on call with each other. It's really sweet. And she was telling me that she was doing this collab with her and she said, I'm having a really hard time. Can you help me with the Vecna? So I was helping her and we were just chatting away and I was doing like the chest part. And she goes, okay. So I told her, I was like, okay, you do the face and I'll start doing the body and stuff because that's a lot bigger. And she was like, okay. So she was trying to do it and she was trying to do like maybe if you do on a like with a pencil and a pad. I didn't know that people could do that. I just do it on the mouse, but I just didn't know that people could actually use like a pen. So she was trying to figure that out. And eventually she was like, I don't know if this is gonna work. And she was like, can let me see if I can ask JJ if you could maybe help if you're okay with doing this. And this was very last minute. And she was like, are you okay with doing this? And I was like, I am more than happy to help you guys if you need it. And so she went over and we got on a call with JJ and she was like, hey, do you think it's okay if Jamie comes and helps? And she was like, of course, like I would love to. So I would love for her to join. So which was super sweet. And JJ said that she was actually going to ask me about Vecna, I think before it, like it crossed her mind, which was really funny. But she was like, yeah, no, this is great. So I helped the girls with that. Took me about 6 hours. And then I sent it over and yeah, I just sent them like the intro video of what JJ usually does for stuff. And then bada bing, bada boom. So it was a lot of fun. And I was really happy to work on that. That was probably the craziest tattoo I've ever made in my life, the side of like Hiccup's armor when I did that with that collab with JJ. And but like they're both so sweet and I love them so much. And I'm so happy that I've gotten so close to them. And I can literally like I feel so comfortable to talk to them about anything. JJ is like a mom and Riley is like that cool younger sister.
Oh, 100%. Like I've had the pleasure to interview both JJ and Riley, and they are just so sweet and like the coolest, especially Riley. I'm like,
She's so
how?
cool.
She's so cool. She's just so cool. And I'm like, wow. Like you're just so amazing. Like I like she radiates. It's like
She
the best
does.
one. She just radiates. Like
She
and
does.
she yep. That she's just,
It's
they're both absolutely incredible.
she's so effortlessly funny, and I tell her this all the time. Like when I was doing a so one of the videos actually on the channel for the Halloween was we played Phasmophobia, and I had my friend Chase Crossing, who is mostly known a lot of his stuff for like Animal Crossing, and then JJ sorry, and then Riley was on there, and myself and Alex, and we were editing it, and we just kept laughing at Riley because she was just so funny. Like there's just so many effortlessly funny moments that she does, and I'm just like, she's so funny. She's so cool.
She's so cool. She's just like one of those, like, she's just a cool girl. There's
She
no,
is.
she's, yeah,
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. No, absolutely amazing. I saw this change thing. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I was gonna ask you, I was like, so what'd you think of Stranger Things?
Yeah, see, and then we're gonna have to jump to something else because, girl, I have no answer for you. It looks really cool.
That is okay.
I would have to tell you when I watch it. Eventually, I will watch it, but in the time, I cannot say anything.
That is fair. Now, I want to speak about your cast level. So it was very interesting. So I went back and read our original interview t today, and I shared it a couple weeks ago because
Yes.
I've been doing this for almost 5 years now. So I've
Yes.
interviewed a lot of people, and there's just some people who have come in and out and who maybe know me now but didn't know like years ago, and just all the interviews I've done. So I've been sharing old ones h here and there, and I knew our interview was coming up, so I was like, I'll share this old one. And then I reread it today. It was so cute. You're like, I think I might start making casts soon.
Oh, shoot. No way.
Yeah, so I went back on your inst so our interview came out March 24th, 2024. You posted your first cast on Instagram January 20th, 2024. So it was very relatively new at this point. And I would say you have blossomed into one of the best cast creators out there. Talk to me about the difference of you went from building these massive builds to going to cast and doing both. Like, what do you prefer the most?
So funny that you say that. Thank you. First off, thank you so much. That gave me like little chills. You're so sweet. I absolutely love building. That has always been my bread and butter. I haven't done it in a little bit, but it is it's kind of like an oasis. Like I do drawing. So before I moved and I wasn't so busy, I would draw a lot, and I did professional realism portraits for people, and that was my oasis. That was my escape. And I could do that for so long. And then when I moved and I started my channel and stuff like that, doing the builds was always such an escape for me, and I loved it, and it got me so excited, and I had so much fun building. And then I started looking at my channel and started looking at the analytics, because you can like it just always starts to overwhelm you in certain ways where you're just like, you want to grow but you don't know how. And I figured the way that I'm going at this moment, I needed to do some sort of change. And I always thought to myself, like, I'm like, okay, I love building, I love doing all these things, I feel like this can only get me so far. So I'm always a person of just like trying different things. And so I started with doing casts, and a lot of people who I looked up to because I wasn't sure how to do it was actually Sid Mack. And she like I love her videos, and I've talked to her before, and she's super wonderful. And I was just like, okay, this is really cool. I'm like, so I guess that's how they do it, so let me try it out. And the first couple of videos that I did just absolutely did well, and I was like, okay, this is kind of like a ride that you need to kind of to go on. And so I just started doing it, and more people liked it, and it was a lot faster than building. So I was just kind of like, you know what, let me just keep going. And then it just became a habit where I just sit and make cast videos. And a lot of people would say that they just know me for my cast, but I actually love building more than casts, which is really funny, but I love both.
I love that, because I knew you as a builder, and then I saw these casts. I was like, oh cool. As I've always been a builder. I am fucking nowhere near as good. I'm still triangles and rectangles. Okay, like
Love
no
that.
build's looking good.
The
But
basics.
when I really got into the storytelling portion, like I would fall in love with CC shopping.
Yes.
Oh my God, like I would spend like. My ideal Friday night would be 5 to 6 hours of CC shopping. And then I
Yes.
have to test everything after
Yep,
to make sure,
obviously.
because I would build my characters so I could get them ready for the scene. And I literally, that's how I would say, I was like, I have to get them ready. And
Yes.
I never had so much fun as a grown woman in my life.
Oh,
Like, just like,
how can?
I can't buy this Gucci outfit in real life, but my Sim can get it for free. Thank you, Moving
100%.
Sims.
Exactly. The freedom.
The
It's so
freedom.
great.
I was like, I this Sim could be anything and any and like just the amount of customization and like is absolutely astounding. And
It's
like
crazy.
there was a part like when I actually used to do more things, like if you go back on my channel, and sorry, like fucking way back, like 2023,
Yeah.
you would still see like I would do like Taylor Swift's doing a new album this week, and I would make Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
I did Taylor Swift's Red. I did Adele when her that what I think like
Yeah.
25 or
I know
35
what you
came out.
mean.
Yeah,
Yep.
like I had so much fun because Cass takes like zero time. You have
Yep.
3 hours. This Sim is fucking red, like red carpet ready,
So
runway
good.
ready. 3 hours in a build, I might, like I'm talking, might be finished with the final wall. Not designed, just placement. We're not talking windows or doors or
No.
greenery or nothing. We're talking just like
Just the walls.
I think this wall can go here. And I'm talking, I build like box, 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 done.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
like, yeah. So
It's a process.
it was just really nice to just switch over and just find a different way to be creative. And because of the CC is just so out there, like you could just create anybody,
Anything.
anything,
Anything.
anything. Do you have any personal favorite CC creators that you'd like to shout out?
Ooh, I love Twisted Cat. Twisted Cat is my go-to. I have like a list in my head. I even wrote this down because I remember you asking this question with Riley, and I was like, "Oh, that's a good question." Yeah, Twisted Cat. I love Siberian Winds. I think those two are like my main, and then there's a whole bunch of others, and I'm so sorry, but I cannot tell you because I can't even tell you what I had for breakfast this morning. I literally lose my head if it wasn't attached, but I absolutely love every single creator. I have worked with some. Hopefully in the future I would be able to make some with someone, and it would be so cool if that works out. And I just have so much respect for them because
Yeah.
like I tried it and I'm like, this is so confusing.
Oh, I 100%. Anyone who can make custom CC, like coming even down to like poses, down to like freckles, that doesn't like turn your face looking like Vecna, like inside out, upside down, like
Yeah.
no thank you.
No,
Like,
but I'm okay. I'll be over here. You work your magic. I will be 20 feet away.
I'll support you on Patreon. Just like
Exactly.
I can't
I'll
do
be
this.
That is so true.
So something I just want to talk about, especially when it comes to CC. So when we talk about
Yeah.
Cass, CC is not even up for discussion. Cass without CC is trash. Anytime I have to make a sim that doesn't have CC, I'm like, oh no. At least now we
Yeah.
have eyelashes, so like that is somewhat ordeal. Okay, instead of like the 60s fake lashes that was just the
Oh
line.
yeah. Yep.
I'm talking Velma and Daphne from 60s
Yes.
Scooby-Doo, just the
Yes.
line.
Yep, just the
But when you talk to builders, they're like, how dare you put CC into the game?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, but Better Build By is technically CC. It's a mod.
It is a mod. It is under, if you look at it online, it is a mod.
Its tool is a mod. So my question is where do you stand? Do you think you can still be a fantastic builder and have CC in your game?
That's a good question. So personally for me, I don't like using CC for my builds. I actually talked to Riley about this last night. We aren't really like, it's just super foreign because it's like, for me, when I download it, I'm like, oh, this is like interesting. Like to have it in the game and not have it by packs. And if you put it by custom content, it's just kind of like scattered all over the place. And it's just kind of like, it's a little confusing to me. Mind you, when I see people use build CC and it's Maxis Match, which is my favorite style of CC, but when it's Maxis Match and it looks like it's in the game and it elevates someone's build like to the next level or their room to the next level and stuff like that, like I will never bash anyone who does that. I don't get the point in it. It's whatever, butters people's breads, like it's just whatever works for you, So I think for me, where I stand is I don't like using CC for builds. I will always do CC free with that. But when it comes to cast, I'm the complete opposite.
Right. I mean, I did a less easy for both, and I understand the validation. Like the moment I became part of the EA Creator Network, I got rid of all of my CC. I was like, if I'm gonna be posting, I don't want anything out there of being CC. Like I wanted to be authentic EA. But before that, when I used to make Rose Chronicles, I would have so much CC furniture because there's just some stuff in the game you just can't get. Like especially if I'm building like anything medieval or anything special or custom, like there's just nothing out there
There's
like it.
nothing.
There's nothing like this. So like CC is like, oh, it's perfect. But
Right.
like I get it. Like my game is so laggy. I would be like, I'm notorious when I was CC shopping. I'd be like, I have to have this. I may never use it, but I need to
It's
have
there.
this. I have to. Yes.
I'm a
Like,
hoarder
yeah.
in The Sims.
Right. I mean, like I have like thousands of hairs, but I will only use the same eight. Yeah,
I
I don't need extra. I know what I want, but I
exact
want
and
extras.
that's good. And you know what? See, that's the thing. I'm the same way because I got rid of my old computer and I accidentally deleted literally every single save file that I've ever had, every CC that I've ever had. It was a absolute nightmare. When back in the day, I did a video where I was like, my favorite CCs and stuff like that. So I went back and I watched it and I was like, this is all I need. I'm like, I don't need anything else. These 20 items, I'm good. I can start again. Like, I don't like anything else except for these. These are it.
Okay, I have to ask you. You've lost a save file. Did you cry?
I did not cry. My sister cried. Because so funny enough, not funny, sorry, Brittany, I love you. Her and I, we made like a lot, and it was gonna be like our dream lot. We downloaded so much CC, we did all this, and I have cried at so many projects that have completely like died the last minute, and I'd be working on it for hours. And at that point when it happened, I was just like, all right, let's just do it again. Like it's just because I've come, and I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing, but you're just kind of like, all right, if this happened, what are we going to do to fix it? Just, you can't change anything. Just go on. So, it's just kind of like, go find what I did and had all the video kind of saved me. So that's why I was like, okay, I'm not too panicked, but I did lose a lot of like Sims and old builds that I used to do like when I first started the game, which was sad, but I did not cry. I was just kind of focused on like, okay, what can I do next to like get me back to where I
No,
was.
that totally makes sense. The reason I asked that is I lost the first year of this podcast. All the original episodes, all of the original YouTube videos, my drive died.
Oh my
And
God, I'm so sorry.
that's okay. I cried like a baby. I
I
was
love.
like, I've lost, I'll never get a chance to go back and get those original copies of all the first season of this interview. Like, I
My
can go on
God.
YouTube, but that's not the same. That's not an original. And the day I got all this, when I took all the CC off my computer, yeah, I cried.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, this is a chapter of my life that like,
That's the thing though, is like you've put so much heart and soul in it. You've put so
yes.
much time in it. You've made so many memories. Like
Yes.
it would be weird for you not to cry, you know?
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Happier topics now, everybody. It's Christmas. Anyways, I'm sure everyone listening to this has lost like a file or a sim has died unexpectedly and you can't get them back. Like when you invest so much time and energy into somebody, like especially a sim, and they're gone, like that is fucking, it's like losing a family member.
It really is. You're just
Yes.
like, wow, this happened. What is this feeling? What am I feeling? Guilt, sadness? Gonna go sit in a corner for like 5 days. Got it. Okay, I'm gonna sit there and die. Okay, got it. This, yeah, exactly. You're just so sad.
I know, you're just like, I can't. And then you're like, okay, I guess I can move on, or I guess I can like go back and like try to like recreate it, but it's just never the same.
It's never the same and
It's
it won't
never the
be.
same. Never be
Nope.
the same. I got a couple more questions for you, and then we're gonna do a fun would you rather
Okay.
to close this off. So,
Super excited.
any fun projects that you're gonna be working on in 2026 that you'd like to share with us?
A project that I'm currently in the works for. I won't give too much away, but it will be for Halloween. And it's going to be with someone who people might know. She's not in the Sims community, but she is a bigger YouTuber, and she's going to, her and I are going to be going to California. I will not say where, but there's going to be another ghost hunt video, and it's going to be absolutely very exciting. So that is all I will say for the moment.
Absolutely amazing. I does it sounds awesome. Have you ever been to California before?
I have been to California before. Have you been?
Many times.
Love that.
Yes.
Love that.
I'd say like 13, 14 times.
Do you have like family over there, or are you just like going there?
So my dad used to own a business and I
Oh,
would go
see.
with him all the time.
Nice.
I also did some stuff. I worked for them, which allowed me to go with them.
Nice.
Like we would just go to California like at the drop of a dime.
Beautiful.
If anything, we would fly in to Vegas and then to do the drive from Vegas to
Yes.
California. I've been to Disneyland like 10 times. I feel like that's pretty generous.
Girl, that's
But
great.
yeah,
I
like
love
I
that.
love California. I wish there was maybe a province in Canada that we would switch out for California, and I'll take Chicago too. We'll just do a nice switch.
Just like do a little loop-de-loop.
Just a little too. But how many, like, talk to me about your experiences about California.
My mom is a traveler, so she'll go somewhere every month. And when I'm lucky, I can go with her. And when I went to California, I like drove on the little Segways. My mom, funny story, she wrote my name on one of the Hall of Walk of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. She wrote my name on it. Everyone was there. She wrote it in Sharpie. And I was there yelling at her, 8 years old, like, "Mom, we're gonna get arrested." And she's like, "Oh, shh." And I was like, "We're gonna get arrested." She's sitting there writing my name. I swear to God, I think I locked eyes with an officer and I actually walked away from her. At some point, my name was on a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. But until then, it is gone. But I don't remember much of it because I was absolutely terrified out of my mind. Had a lot of fun though. It's very beautiful. It's definitely different because like the only thing that I really remembered for was like GTA when you go there and you're like, "Oh yeah, I remember that from the game. Oh yeah, I remember that from the game." But there's like it was kind of like not what I expected unless you were in like the really like famous areas. Everywhere else was like very different and I was like, "Oh wow, this is really cool though." Like I love traveling. I love cultures and stuff like that. So seeing that was really cool, but it was definitely a lot of fun.
No, that's absolutely incredible. I hope when you go back, please enjoy.
Thank
I
you.
can
You as
definitely
well.
depending whenever you go, like let me know and I'll like tell you some really good restaurants to go to.
Please,
Because
I'd
that's
love that.
literally like all of my chef friends will be like,
Ooh.
'cause I have friends that are around the world that are chefs, and they'll be
Yeah.
like, hey Jen, can you like try out this recipe for me to see if it's actually any good or stuff? Just 'cause like you gotta peer review recipes, okay? Just
Yes.
because you think something's good doesn't mean doesn't mean A, it's good, or B, it's transferable that you
Yes.
can make it. So like I
Yeah.
will tell you where the good under fresh, like where you gotta go to eat.
Thank you. I will 100% let you know.
Okay. So as we wrap up 2025, was there any goals this year that you were able to achieve? And if so, what were they?
That's a good question too. Yeah, so I always make a list for myself. My background on my computer is like my mood board. So I'll have or like my kind of dream vision board. I'm looking at it right now and there's a lot of things like I wanted to go on a trip this year because I've been working like a dog and my boyfriend and I, we would love to actually go somewhere. So we went to Universal and on my bucket list this year was to go to the How to Train Your Dragon World. So I went to go that went to go there, cried my eyes out because it was absolutely beautiful, had a fantastic time. I got to speak to a lot of my Sims heroes like Curtis Parody. I chatted with was it with Jen with UrbanX Sims, and I was able to get in contact with a lot of people that were on my list that I was able to chat with. And And passing some milestones for my YouTube channel as well was really fun to see, pass those. And yeah, so there was a lot of things that I was able to do this year that I'm glad that I was able to do. Halloween was a huge one as well, big project. And I'm so happy that I had a lot of lovely and amazing and helpful and supportive and funny people to support me in that time, because it was new and it was exciting and it was very scary. And I cried, I laughed. It was a whirlwind, but I wouldn't have had it any other way. And yeah, I am super happy with the way this year turned out.
I'm so glad. I mean, that's always very reassuring to hear, especially if you're having a good year, you put a lot of work in. It's nice to go back and just be humbled of being like of all the things I've accomplished this year, which now leads me to my next question. 2026, right around the corner. Any hopes, dreams of anything that you would like to accomplish in 2026?
I always believe in, for me personally, it's always manifesting. So it's if saying it out loud and saying things that aren't true, like when I get rich, I'm gonna do this, and when I get to 100,000, I'm gonna do this and do all this. And it sounds silly, but when you start saying it, you get sort of put into the mindset of, no, I couldn't do this if I wanted to, because the only person that's stopping yourself is you. And I have a quote that I always go off of, which is, but what if it doesn't? But what if it does? And this was one for Amber Scholl, who's a YouTuber, and I love her. So she, that helps motivate me with that. And when it comes to 2026, I always bring that with me and wanting to go to the next step. So I would like to hit 100,000 this year, or next year, sorry. Would be an absolute dream. And if we could hit 200,000, that would be fantastic. It's just kind of testing the waters. I would love to do more lives, and I would love to post more, because I usually only do like once a week right now, which is not fantastic. So I need to do a little bit more. And and just having a successful Halloween once again, and just testing out my waters and see what I can do and get uncomfortable. And I tell that to everyone, is just get uncomfortable, because you hear people say it and then you're just like, oh, okay, just get uncomfortable and do whatever. But if you put your heart and soul into it and you do good things, I also want to do more voice acting as well, adding that in there. Reaching out, I reached out to The Sims, I reached out to everyone. Just reach out to people who you don't think are going to say yes, because you never know. The worst thing that they could do is say no. So it's sometimes you surprise yourself with some of the responses that you get. So again, leading into 2026, just get uncomfortable. That's what I want to do.
I'm manifesting this for you.
Thank you. I manifest this for you as well.
Thank you. Now, if you want to get into voice acting, like I can help you do that, especially in the Sims community.
I appreciate that. Thank you
Yeah,
so much.
there's a whole community dedicated to, especially for like machinimas
Oh,
of like voice actors. I mean, I play her right there.
yes, I know. I know
Yeah.
you do so good. I
Thank
listen
you.
to it. You're welcome.
Oh, I know so many machinima directors out there that are always looking for voice actors.
Oh,
I'll
definitely.
definitely, obviously, I'll just reach out to OMG Sims,
Oh my God, yes.
like one of my like best friends of all time. I'll literally just be like,
Oh.
hey, or if I'm working on a secret project, I'll keep you in
Got you,
mind.
girl. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Manifesting.
Thank you.
No, that's I hope everything and something that like, especially if you hit the 100,000 and you've worked really hard for it, I want you to promise me that you are going to take that moment in and you are going to feel it. Because I think what happens now is so many people are like, I'm going to get to this milestone. I'm going to get to this milestone. I get to it and I'm like, okay, but now I'm off to the next thing. Like, it's just
I will.
you have
It's,
to celebrate even like the smallest little things. It's like, just
yeah.
have that piece of cake. Go have
Yeah.
that extra coffee. Go have 10 hours on the couch and couch rot and like doom
Yes.
scroll. Like, just take that moment in of being like, I've earned this and I've deserved
will.
it.
I
So,
will. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's that darn golden pole that just keeps moving.
yes, that's it. There's, I believe me, I know the feeling of just like you
Yes.
get to it and you're like, okay, but what's now?
Yeah.
So,
Honestly.
but
Thank
thank
you
you.
so much. I will
Thank
do
no.
that.
Thank you. I mean, I gotta
Well.
end us off with some Christmas questions
Yes,
because it's
please
Christmas.
do.
It's
It's
Christmas.
Christmas.
It's
I
Christmas.
have a hat.
What are some Christmas traditions that you and your family
Ooh,
do?
yes, I love watching Christmas with, oh no, Christmas Vacation. I always watch with my dad. He absolutely loves it and I love it too. The Pillsbury cookies with like the little Santa Claus or like the elf hat on it,
Of course,
100% has to be a must.
100%.
I take very seriously in my cookies. And then I also always have to watch Elf and just sit and on the fireplace and just enjoy the holidays. That's what I have to do is just those three things, and I'm a happy gal. What about
Honestly, it's almost the same thing. So Christmas vacation. So
Yes.
my mom's coming for Christmas in a couple weeks. So because
Cute.
I have the house that can, fit her. So
Yes.
she'll come and I will treat her like a queen. I'll make the turkey dinner. I'll do all this stuff and then we'll watch Christmas Vacation.
I
Maybe
love
have a
it.
couple glasses of wine and then
Nice.
Christmas cookies. I have to leave cookies out for Santa. I don't care
Obviously.
how old I am. I have to give cookies to Santa. And not only that, I have to give 3 carrots and a glass of milk because the reindeer are hungry too, okay?
They have, yes, you have to
Yes,
cater to them.
I have to care that, and my husband will eat it, and I appreciate him so much. Like he just feeds into it. We watch a lot of Christmas movies leading up to
Yes.
it. We just watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. Now,
Nice classics.
I have to plug this movie for anybody who has this like this fever dream.
Yes.
It's called All of the Other Reindeer. It is a 2000s movie, and it is from the creators of The Simpsons. And Drew Barrymore is the executive producer.
Of
It's
course
on
she is.
YouTube.
Oh
It's
my God.
so amazing. I remember this as a kid watching it in grade two and being like, this is like the coolest movie ever. And then it
Oh
was gone. It's gone. And then like this year we were watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and they're like, All of the Other Reindeer.
Oh
And
my God, you're so
I was like, oh, there's a movie called All of the Other Reindeer. So the other night Jason's
God.
like, what do you want to watch? I was like, oh my God, let's see if I can find All of the Other Reindeer. I have it. And he laughed the entire time. It is not a kid's movie, but it is
Oh my God.
so like there's voices, like voice actors from The Simpsons in there. Like
Oh, really?
it's so good. Please
Wow.
go watch All of the Other Reindeer and then like message me
I
and we
will
can.
have to.
It's so good. It's
Oh my
just
God.
it's so good. But
That's amazing.
yeah, so Christmas and then we'll go see my husband's family for Christmas because we switch it up
Cute.
every year.
Love that.
And then honestly, it's 3 days for me of drinking and eating and not doing anything and just
Sounds
like w
amazing.
waking up being like, what family are we seeing
What,
today?
yeah, what, who are we gonna go see?
Let's go play some and we'll play some board games too. So like
Cute.
it's just really fun. I've just like that downtime like every
Yeah.
year of just like getting to just enjoy that time with your friends and family,
Yes.
especially as you get older and your parents get older,
Yeah.
really taking in those moments of when your family is able to celebrate Christmas all together is very
100%.
special.
I
So.
agree wholeheartedly. That is beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, Canadian, would you rather? As we're both Canadian girlies.
Yes.
Yes. We're gonna start with Tim Hortons, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
The
Canadian.
king.
Okay. Coffee or hot chocolate? Would you
Hot
rather?
chocolate.
Obviously. Okay, normal hot chocolate or the white hot chocolate?
Ooh.
Ooh, right?
Normal hot chocolate.
Normal hot chocolate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Timbits or donuts?
Timbits.
Okay. Chocolate or birthday cake?
Birthday cake.
Obviously. It's
Obviously.
the best. Okay.
So good.
Side note to this, our Tim Hortons order. Did you not see the knockoff Jelly Cat Tim Hortons product?
Yes, I did.
Did you go? Because that's gone. I was just there and I was
I
like,
couldn't.
I wanted it so bad because they had the Timbit collection and they had the cooler and the fritter. And I was like, I need this.
No, I haven't. I wasn't able to do it, but it looked really cool.
I was like, it's only there for 3 days. That's not
Which
fair.
was absolutely messed
No,
up.
that's absolutely
Takes me
no.
3 days to even get to Tim Hortons. Come on.
Agreed. Yeah, no. So I was like, but yeah, anyways, okay. Jamie, classic Timmy's order. I'm gonna go get you food. What are you getting?
Girl.
I want the full thing.
Girl, okay. I need a hot chocolate with 2% milk. I need a farmer's wrap with no cheese and extra Chipotle sauce. And if you have time, I would love a plain donut
Oh.
because I am not a super duper sweet girl, but I love savory foods, and to have that is my bread and butter.
Okay. I think I can do that for you. That's pretty
Thank you.
doable.
I
Smile
appreciate
cookies.
it.
Overrated or underrated?
Underrated. They're so good.
They're so good.
They're
Okay.
so
They're
good.
so good. I love,
I
so I will go out of my way and buy like 100 smile cookies that week. Yes. Yes. So when I, my first ever, one of my first ever baking jobs was at Tim Hortons, was the week of smile cookie. I would make 500
Oh
smile
my
cookies
God.
a day. And I, back then, fucking God forbid, they had piping bags. They had squirt bottles. So that's why like
Oh my
half your
God.
cookies look like they're mad at
Scary.
you. Because it's fucking a squirt bottle and a fucking intern going like, ooh.
I'm like, oh, like, it was just all kind of creepy looking, but I see it now. I get it now.
Okay. Jays or Leafs?
Wow, you're
Yeah, I
really
know.
gonna put me on the spot for that. See, that's the problem, is either my dad or my boyfriend. Here's the thing. Can I say both? Because here's the thing. Summer, Jays.
Yes.
Winter, we got the Maple Leafs. But the thing is, I watch more hockey than I do baseball.
Do you
So I'll
watch the PWHL by
I
chance?
don't. I
You should.
don't.
You
I
should.
should.
You should. I'm a season ticket holder to the
Oh,
Toronto
really?
Raptors. Yeah.
Okay. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, no. I was at the first ever game. Like I've gone to lots of games. Me and my husband are season ticket holders. Yeah,
My
definitely
God.
recommend.
I will
You
put
want
that in
to
the
check.
back pocket.
Yeah, check out the Scepters.
I
But
will.
no, you can absolutely have both. And now something I also want to touch on before. What was the experience like watching the Jays in the World Series? Because it was fucking
Oh my
special.
God,
Like the whole country came together to watch the Jays.
which is so crazy because I see people and they're like, "Oh yeah, hockey. Okay, cool. We already know what's happening with the Leafs. We don't need to cheer too much. We already know what's going on." Jays, it's just kind of like they're there, you know, but this year was absolutely insane. You saw them in the air during like with planes. You saw them on your cup. You saw it in your food. Like you saw everywhere they were just saying the Jays. And my dad, that's the only thing he ever watches is baseball. So I get text messages every night about what's happening with the game. And he talks about the players. I love you, Dad. I have no idea who they are, but I love hearing that they're doing well. And they were crushing it. And I was sitting there and I watched like every time that I go down to my dad's, I would watch it. And we went to a couple of games. And it's so cool to see in person just like how far they hit it. How, oh no, my battery died.
Oh
Oh, my
no.
camera.
You're okay.
Are we
You're okay.
okay?
Yeah, we're
Oh
okay.
shoot, I'm so, I'm just, you know what? Maybe it's for the best. People don't need to look at me. You know what? Okay. I'm kidding. Oh, but they can't see my little head. Okay,
That's
anyway. That's the big problem. Okay, anyway. So yeah, like I hear my dad you know, all the time with the Jays, and they just did a fantastic job. So it was really cool to see that the baseball was getting the love that they deserved because you don't hear it that often. Like you hear about it and people talk about it, but this was everywhere.
literally everywhere, like people who were like just talking in like the streets about it. Like it was just
No.
like coming down to people who've never watched a baseball game in their life of
I
being
know.
like, I gotta watch this. Like it was just, it was so cool. I would like to go back to that moment of like when they were
Yes.
in the final series, and I'm just like, oh my God, like it was
So cool.
so, it was such a cool moment, honestly. The Jays won the World Cup, it's the World
Oh,
Series.
yeah.
I don't care what anybody
No.
else says, they did because they captured the country.
Yes.
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 Okay. House hip. What would you rather have? House hippos be real or participate on Art Attack?
Oh my God, the freaking House Hippo commercials were everything. I love those little guys. 100% a House Hippo.
100% a house hippo. Okay.
Yes.
What other cringy Canadian commercials do you remember?
I remember one off the top of my head was that French one where that boy was running away from the three girls and they ran over and tried to kiss him.
Do you remember where it was like there's one like, oh, you can be anything? Like, I want to be a T-Rex and go like, bah! And then there, yes, and then like I want to be a book collector and it like show the book.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what a memory. Yeah, we got some really weird commercials.
We definitely did. We had a lot of like, ooh, like,
Yeah, you're like, oh,
is
that's
this for
really
kids?
weird. Well, that's the thing.
Yes,
You wake
right?
up because you fall asleep, right? You have the TV on. As soon as it hits over like 8, 9 o'clock, you get the weirdest commercials. And you're like, you wake up to like the strangest thing, and you're like, what am I still on YTV? What is happening right
Which actually leads me, would you rather only be able to watch YTV or Teletoon?
Ooh, I grew up with just YTV, so I'll do YTV.
That's fair. Okay, I'm a Teletoon girly.
I
I
love it.
only watched YTV for Uh-Oh,
Okay.
Monkey Temple, and
Yes.
Sailor Moon, and
Oh
Yi
my
Yuan Shao,
God.
because that's where all the anime was when they were on
Yes.
Teletoon.
Oh, okay. So then can I ask you, what is your favorite anime?
Oh, Sailor Moon.
Oh, yes.
Baby
Sailor Moon's
girl,
great.
look at this.
Oh my God. Beautiful. I love
My
it.
first ever tattoo that I got 2 weeks ago is
Really?
literally the moon from Sailor Moon,
Oh my God.
I got it with my best friend. We have matching Sailor Moon tattoos, okay?
Cute.
I
I
was gonna
love
say,
that.
like, I'm like, please look
Yes.
behind.
I that is true. I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm looking at the back shelf. I think I know your answer. I just need the 100% answer, and that is fantastic. I love Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon is like, honestly, it's so great. It could not be made today because Crystal's
No.
trash. But like, just like the absurdity of like, yeah, I'm gonna go save the moon. Yeah, by the way, I gotta get to math at like 11.
So, you know what? The work balance, work-life balance. She's really got that down pat.
This final season though, like Damon or Darian is like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Harvard and be a doctor. I'm like, dude, you're the king of the fucking earth. What the fuck?
I already got this going on, so now I want to try something different. And everyone's like, you don't need to do that right
You don't need to go to you don't need to go to America. You're fine. But something that threw me for a loop, because obviously, like, I have like the classic anime behind me, like stuff I've had for a
Yes.
very, very long time. When they redid Crystal and they were like, they're redoing Card Captors as Clear Card, they had smartphones. And that
Oh.
fucking threw me for a loop. Because I was like, no, baby
Weird.
girl. Sailor Moon did not have an iPhone. Okay.
No.
No, she had a house phone.
Yes. Oh my God. That is so strange.
It's so strange, right?
Weird.
Anyway, what is your favorite anime?
Ooh, you know what? I love Maid Sama. I don't know if you've ever watched it.
I have
It
not.
is absolutely adorable. It's just like that classic girl who's trying to balance like her work of like home life and school life and work life, and then this like really attractive dude comes in, and she doesn't want to fall for him, but eventually she does, and she's like such a hard head, and I love her. So I absolutely love that anime and fairy tale. Fairy tale's a really fun one too.
I'll have to check it out. Like, honestly, like, I like Sailor Moon,
There's
I say
so
Sailor
many.
Moon, but like,
Yeah.
I'm trying to broaden my horizons and
I love it.
enjoy different types of anime that's
I
not
love
from the
that.
90s, even though it's like, I
I
want that.
totally get it. I totally get it though. The nostalgia, the comfort. Like Ouran Host Club is the first anime that I ever watched. And I will still watch it to this day. And I think I've watched it over 900 times, but
Yes.
I'm still okay with
Right? For
that.
me, it was Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh yes, Kiki, so cute.
It's so cute, right? Because like back then, they're like, "What is this animation from Japan? What is this? What is invading the North American market? What is your kids watching? Are they watching the Pokemon? Are they trying to catch them all? Are they watching the Dragon Ball Z? They should be watching Canadian content." Like that was
Oh
a huge
yes.
thing of
Oh
like, how
yeah.
dare you watch? I know.
Yeah, it was so weird. Yeah, for people. Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy. Okay, final question. Would you rather be in Totally Spies or Braceface?
Ooh. That is such a good
That's a good
combo.
Canadian. Would you rather
That's a
for
good
both Canadian
girl.
shows? Yeah.
Honestly, I gotta go with Totally Spies. Those are
Obviously.
my girls.
That's literally how when I first really started to like draw anime, I was like, I learned how to draw Sam. Sam was like my
It,
Yeah,
Sarah.
she's so like they're so good, and I heard they're gonna
Yes.
do a live action of it, and I'm like, yes, but for who?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing is, like, you know that your audience has grown up. So, like, are you going to go one way or go a different way? It's really interesting and it's scary. Okay. It's scary when people start doing full live action with anything, TV shows, movies, books. It's almost like it's a hit or miss. And you really hope that they don't mess it up because you hold it to like this really high standard and you're like, please don't destroy anything. And you know what? Sometimes they come out fantastic.
They do. It's a really kind of like mixed bag. I think the problem is so animation, you can literally do anything. Like
Oh,
you
yeah.
can like animate faces to an ex like you can't just do that with a human. So
No.
like it kind of a lot of like in my opinion, a lot of like live action falls flat because I am expecting a certain type of
Yes.
reaction or a certain
Yes.
type of voice. I'm like, yeah,
That's not it.
that's not it. That's not the voice. You did a good job. It's kind of like the Little Mermaid one, specifically
Yeah.
the scuttle. The sea. I was like,
Oh.
listen, I like Aquafina. I'm not gonna sit here, but baby girl, that's just Aquafina. Okay, there
Yeah.
was no voice acting, but like, I
Yeah.
wanted the actual voice act, like a voice actor to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that was like the Lion King when they had Mufasa actually be Mufasa. And I'm like,
Yes.
that's what you need to do. When you had How to Train Your Dragon, the live action, you had Stoic the Dad voiced and played by Gerald Butler. Gerald
Yes.
Butler is Stoic. You keep the people. If they can do it, keep them in. It's just, I would be fine. I would rather have them who sounds like them, doesn't look like them, but sounds like them, than have someone who looks like them who cannot portray the character whatsoever.
Exactly. So, which now leaves me very curious to see how the Moana live action is going to be because it is the voice actors coming
Yes.
and playing them as characters.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see Dwayne take on Maui, which I'm really, really cool with. When I heard the trailer, I thought Alui Cravalho was actually the one. So she does the main voice of her, but I was wondering if she was actually going to play Moana because when they actually made Moana, they were going off of how Alui Cravalho actually looks. So she looks like Moana.
Yes.
But they got a girl who's younger, who looks a little bit different. But I think what really threw me off is that with her, the girl who's going to be playing the live action Moana, her hair and stuff like that, like they kind of look like they almost strained it down a little bit. But
Yes.
her like audition photos and her what is it? Not her photos, but like her card, like her face cards and stuff. Everything was very curly and she looked more like Moana. So I'm really surprised that they kind of like almost strained it a little bit. And that's the only thing I've seen so far that people have said. But I'm not gonna say it's gonna be terrible, but I'm really excited to see it. So hopefully they do well.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And I think this is the perfect place to cap off this interview. Thank you,
Ah,
Jamie, for
yes.
so much for coming here today. Where can we find you?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I had literally so much fun. I'm so sorry my camera died. But you know what? People who watch me know I don't really show my face that often. So you got a little bit snippet, and hopefully I'll be doing that more in the future. But anyway, they can find me literally everywhere. I have TikTok. I don't really do a whole lot of Sims on there. It's mostly just funny videos. It's just Simspiration YT. YouTube, I'm Simspiration or Simspiration YT, and on Instagram, I'm Simspiration YT. So you can find me there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming here today. Please go follow Jamie. She's absolutely incredible. The links are
Aww.
gonna be below. I've had an absolute blast getting to talk to you. I love honestly, I love talking to any Canadian. Not that I have like bias, but like we get it.
We get
We get it. I also love that I don't have to like try to convert Celsius to Fahrenheit
Oh
or
my
the,
God,
I
yeah.
don't I'm like I don't fucking know. Join the rest of the world, okay?
100%. That is such a thing here.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, everybody. I hope everyone who's listening to this is having such a great holiday. I hope you're enjoying this, taking this downtime. I do have a special episode coming out next week to wrap up the year. We're gonna sit with Gons in court and we're gonna do a year review of what has gone on in The Sims this year. So if you want to hear our hot takes of everything that's gone on, stay tuned. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. And thank you so much, Jamie, for coming here today.
Thank you for having me and Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful 2026.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.